It's been a while since we've talked about Ag Gag. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. I was talking with the Center for Consumer Freedom's Managing Director, Will Coggan, about some of the content and context that the PETA organization and others like it have put on display incorrectly. I noted that some of it had been gathered undercover, or maybe we should make that under false pretenses. So I mentioned the whole Ag Gag controversy.
Frankly, it's really sad to see that PETA has been able to sue and get these laws struck down. The First Amendment, obviously, we're big fans of the First Amendment, and we would defend anybody's right, even PETA's, to say what they want and to preach what they want. But using lies and deception to go into these places and then make manipulative edits to videos is, frankly, outrageous. Certainly, we really question the wisdom of courts saying that that's somehow protected activity by the First Amendment. Obviously, PETA's not a legitimate journalist or news outlet by any stretch of the imagination. So what we tell people who otherwise might not be familiar with this kinds of laws is, you know, how would you like it if somebody came to your house or your apartment and they pretended to be, let's say, a plumber or somebody else? They use lies and deception to bluff their way into your house. They secretly record you and your house while they're inside, and then they put a video on the internet smearing you and making you look bad, a heavily edited video. I think most people understand that they would be really offended and outraged by that. But that's the risk that farmers now face on a daily basis from PETA and other groups.
Which is why legislation in Idaho forbids that kind of activity. This report was produced by the Ag Information Network. I'm David Sparks.